It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'm so glad that you've joined us today. We're studying the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 18. We're going to begin reading with the 14th verse, and we'll read to the end of the chapter. So please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 18, and again, verse 14. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, which is one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341, and of course that's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Like to call us, our phone number is 847-217 is the area code. 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, you can find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. And as always, we begin reading with the Word and then we begin with prayer. So please follow along. If you cannot follow along, just listen. Revelation 18, beginning to read with verse 16. And the fruits that thy soul lust after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city, that was clothed in fine linen, and purple, and scarlet, and decked with gold, and precious stones, and pearls. For in one hour so great riches is come to naught. Every shipmaster, and all the company, and ships, and sailors, and as many as trade by sea, stood afar off, and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in one hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and magicians and of pipers and of trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Let's begin with prayer after reading those verses of Scripture. Father, I thank you and praise you that we have the opportunity to have the study. What an awful time. What a terrible time it's going to be upon this earth, as judgment comes upon all the world. The world with all its wealth and with all its fancy things and things that everybody seems to think so important, and power here upon earth, all those things. Father, it's going to come to naught, and you're going to bring it to naught. And it's going to be a disastrous day. Father, we know there's nothing wrong with riches and wealth, but we do need to understand that we need to thank you for it and not use it in an evil way, but use it for good and giving, helping Father, as Christians, we're to be a giving people. And so please help us to see our purpose, if we do have money, that, Father, you can bless us with more so we can give more and help more folks. And maybe it's developing more jobs and things of that sort and so many things, Father. But help us not to use it against you, Father. So many times with wealth comes the love of that money and a desire to have more and more and more, and salvation never comes, and we die and go to hell. Or we do not know you as our Lord and Savior, and we go into this time of tribulation. Father, I just ask that you'll guide and lead us, please. Don't let anyone that's listening today not come to know you as their Savior. Please, that they will trust you today, follow after you today, believe that you died on the cross, rose again 3 days later, shed that precious blood for their salvation, because you did, Father. Now, Father, thank you for the sweet grace, power, and strength and wisdom you give, but it only comes to believers. So, Father, once again, I ask that you'll send your Holy Spirit, and all those that are lost will hear today and truly hear and be saved. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation chapter 18, we find the merchants of these things which were made rich by her, and we've had the list in the study before. It gives quite a list there. Verse 11 kind of begins the list, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. And so we find that there are two powers here, and two main powers: the one world government, which will be the beast, Babylon. And we have one world church, which is the woman, Babylon. And so we have both. And so we have discussed the origin, according to the Word of God, being in Rome with the one universal church. And so as we look through these verses of Scripture now, and we have studied through part of them, but we see, according to the 15th verse there, the merchants crying, wailing, much like the kings, the religious leaders, they're all bemoaning and crying because they have lost this source of income. It's not because of a love that they have for the beast or for the woman. It doesn't matter at all. It's that they've lost their income and their power. There is one difference here. The kings cried out, "In 1 hour is thy judgment come." They lament for her. Our leader is gone. The merchants cry out, "In 1 hour so great a riches is come to naught." As we used to say, don't hear it much anymore, but their sugar daddy was gone. The merchants are thinking only of gain, the riches they have enjoyed from this religious system that was set up by the woman, the great whore, Rome. We see it today, and we see it today very strongly. We come now to the 16th verse. That was kind of review. 16th and 17th verse we have, "And say, alas, alas, that great city, that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls." Do you ever notice how Rome is dressed today? Think about that. "For in 1 hour so great a riches is come to naught," the 17th verse says. "Every shipmaster and all the company and the ships and the sailors, as many as trade by the sea, stood afar off." And now verse 18 and 19. "And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, "What city is like unto this great city?" And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she was made desolate." They just completely went crazy. According to this 19th verse, they started throwing dust upon their heads, crying and wailing, the scripture says. They've lost everything. You see, if you don't have the Lord Jesus, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, and you lose your business, or you lose your home, or you lose your job, your wealth somehow or other is taken from you, you have no hope. Many people look at suicide because of that condition. If you're a Christian, a born-again believer, you don't think about things like that. Because wealth and material things are an enjoyment that many have. But it's not the main purpose of life. A believer's purpose in life is to serve the Lord, is to praise God, is to acknowledge Him as Lord and Savior. Serve Him. Be a servant. If you have riches, praise Him. Serve Him. If you're poor as a church mouse, serve Him. Praise Him. We've got a lot to look forward to. And it's going to be 10,000 times 10,000 better than any offer that can come from this earth. So get your priorities straight. Get your eyes off of Rome. Get your eyes off of the world. And turn your eyes to Jesus and believe on Him and Him alone. Not on baptism or church membership or the communion or anything of that sort. What you put your eyes, your hope, your life in and on is Jesus and Him alone. Please, please that you do that. Otherwise, you're going to be part of this crazy group that's throwing dust upon their head and weeping and wailing. And it's very similar to a situation that took place in Nineveh, isn't it? Because you find that they recognized their sin and recognized they were going to be destroyed. And they repented. And when they repented, God heard their repentance. He heard their cry. And He saved them. Here, it's not a repentant cry because of what they have done. It is a cry of sadness and sorrow because everything that was God to them is gone, missing. It's going to be a little bit different in heaven. Look at the 20th verse. "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her." The voice from heaven. "Rejoice over her, thou heaven." The earth is crying, wailing, throwing dust upon their head, just out of their mind. Heaven, on the other hand, we have rejoicing and praising. All heaven unites in victory and triumph. There are three classes listed here in the 20th verse, and I'm sure that you noticed them. First, thou heaven, it lists there. And then, ye holy apostles and prophets. So we have the heavenly creatures, the angels, the cherubims. We have the holy apostles, and we have the prophets. This takes in all heavenly creatures. Whether they be angels, spirits, believers, whether they be Old Testament or New Testament, prophets, all that are saved. All that are saved. They are called on to rejoice and to sing because God has judged the greatest enemy of righteousness that has ever existed or ever will exist. This is the great whore. She has suffered at the hand of Almighty God. Verse 21, a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Same angel as we found in chapter 10, verse 1, none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Stone cast down with such violence that all was destroyed, never to raise again. Many verses in the book of Jeremiah speaks of the destruction of Babylon. That was 600 years before the birth of Christ. So to date, we're about 2,600 years ago, and we're still waiting for it to come to pass. Sodom and Gomorrah, when judgment was rained down upon it, upon those cities of the valley, they were never found again. Never found again. People think they know where these cities may be, but God's judgment was so complete and was so fierce that all remains are gone. History speaks very clearly of them, so they know they were there. Our God, my God, is no weaker today than he was in the days of Lot and Abraham and Sodom and Gomorrah. He will bring judgment down. As the nation of Israel was led by Moses and came down through the Red Sea opened up and they crossed on dry land. It was a victory. It was a wonderful day for Israel because you see the Egyptians were chomping at the bit, coming right behind them. And matter of fact, a lot of them said, were there no graves in Egypt? Why didn't you just let us die in Egypt, Moses? Moses lifted up his staff and the water parted. They crossed through on dry land. And it wasn't just a little marsh. It was the flood season and they was great waters and they just rolled up each way. And they walked on dry land across. It was salvation for Israel. But for the Egyptians, it was judgment. Because before one Egyptian could cross onto the other side, the waters came down upon him. History tells us there's only one Pharaoh that's missing. It's the one that was during this time. He's missing. He's somewhere down the Red Sea. Because you see, God destroyed him. Destruction for one, salvation for another. That's what this example here, this beautiful opportunity at the Red Sea took place. One was salvation, one was death. It's the same way today. You believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Believe, only believe that He died on the cross for you. Believe that. You will have salvation, and that means life. You choose to reject it, it will be, as the sea poured down upon the Egyptians, certain death. It's up to you. You make the call. You make the decision. As we look at these verses of Scripture, and we find that it says, "Rejoice over her, thou heaven." I'm in verse 20 here, chapter 18. "And ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her." Now verse 21, "And a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all as Sodom and Gomorrah. And the voice of the harpers and the magicians and the pipers and the trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. No craftsman of whatsoever craft be heard shall be found any more in thee. The sound of the millstone shall be heard no more in thee at all." Everything. All music, all the iPods of today, all this filthy, filthy music that is listened to, and sad to say that many times inside the church, many times today we have compromised and we said, well, just listen to the words. You can't get past the beat. And the devil loves that. Get back to those old beautiful hymns that's got power and strength into them. Please, please don't. Don't compromise. Don't give in to the devil. Don't have two services, one modern service and one regular service. No. Have the service God wants you to have. Well, I'm going to lose my young people. You ain't got them anyway. You haven't got them anyway if you've compromised in that manner. Any church that has two services, one to please one group and one to please another, there is one that you're pleasing, and that's the God of this world. And let me make it clearer than that. That is the devil. You're having a contemporary service and a traditional service. That's the only one you're pleasing. The only one. I'm going to ask you, repent. Turn to Jesus. Trust in Him as your Savior, please. Get back to that good old service of preaching the Word and hearing the Word and singing those beautiful old hymns, and then go home with your family. We don't need all these activities. It's all going away. It's all going away. As beautiful hymns that we sing, they're going to be all the more beautiful in heaven. But that modern garbage, it's gone. It's gone. The whole industry will fall on its face. 23rd verse says, The light of candles shall shine no more at all in thee. The voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For the merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorcerers were all nations deceived. Light of the candles will shine no more. Las Vegas will go dark. Other places like that will go dark. No more marrying or giving in marriage. All were deceived by the sorcerers, the witchcraft. Many today, and I'll come right back on it again. Many have been tricked and deceived by this Christian rock. I just beg you, if it's in your church is not of Christ. It's the Antichrist. There's only two sides. It's demon music. That's what it is. I want you to know the truth. Now, the decision's yours of what you want to do about it. But I hope you make a decision, because the hours are precious. Minutes are precious. Seconds are precious. Seconds are so precious. Don't waste a one worshiping the God of this world with the money, the activities, all those things. That was all the time here. And oh, aren't we so close to that today? So many folks have left the truth. And they go to a feel-good church service. Verse 24. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and all that were slain upon the earth. Now the blood's going to be on you if you are a preacher that preaches this social gospel. If you have compromised and allowed this filthy music to come into your church, if you've compromised with the two services, the traditional and the more current, if you've done that, the blood of the people in your church are on you. There's going to be a lot of Christians murdered. That blood is on those that follow the cults. You want to fall into that group? You don't have to fall into it. That's where you're at. You have fallen. But if you're still breathing a breath, and if you're listening today, it's not too late. It's not too late. The great whore is going to fall. And if you followed after her teaching and her means, which many of you have, you're going to fall with her. And you're going to fall hard. And the blood of your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren are going to be on you. Says, well, the young people just don't like our kind of music. Have them sit and listen to it. The young people in this church love those old hymns. You ask them to choose a hymn, they choose the oldest hymn that you can imagine. Amazing Grace, they Victory in Jesus, that's the hymns that they choose. If you think they don't like that, they love those old hymns because they have been taught the joy and the power and the strength that are in them. You going to follow the great whore, or are you going to come and believe Jesus died on the cross for you? So, well, I've already done that. If you're all involved in this, I would question your salvation. I would question your salvation. There are so many scripture verses that show us against that, and yet you seem not to have a problem with it. In her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Multitudes will be slain by the followers of what you're following. Jesus Christ died on the cross to save you. I hope that you know Jesus as your Savior. God recorded every drop that the enemy spilt. So many sat in religious churches under the name of Jesus Christ, but they are not of Christ. They are the Antichrist. The cup of God's wrath is full to the brim, and it will be poured out. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?